Fabio Baker.
Change the one.
Yes, and this our podcast is called
It's Whatever.
Hey guys, thank you for coming back. We'd like you guys to know that you can follow us on the following places:
on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, at Fabio Baker, and at KG the One.
That's where it at, man. Shout out to our sponsor, TaylorMade Designs. They are currently looking for freelance graphic designers. Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing?
No, no.
They're currently looking for freelance graphic designers, so you can hit them up, send your portfolio to hello@taylormade.co.za. Secure that bag, man, make some extra income. Otherwise, our show is sponsored. All the branding you see, if you'd like to get the same done for your own business company, you can use the promo code whatever to get 30% off.
Yep.
For a first-time client.
And if you're a returning client, if you use the code whatever,
you'll get 5% off that first. So hit them up, hello@taylormade.co.za, at justanch30 on Twitter, or find them on Instagram at TaylorMade Designs. How's it going, my brother?
I'm all good, man.
I see you brought out the Jesus slippers.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Ah, dude.
Jesus, incarnation, Reebok, ready.
No, dude, you know, I have these sandals since, like, high school vibes, man.
What?
Yep.
So 2 years now?
High school, I was in 2011-ish.
Damn.
So,
did you have to grow into them, or you're not sure?
No, my feet have always been big.
Your feet have been the same size the last 9 years?
Yep.
Okay.
You know what they say.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great, man. Why are you stopping me from being great here?
I'm not stopping. I'm like, we did such a cool professional intro. You know, like, the weird thing is, while we're getting it right,
yes,
I'm thinking in my mind,
What's going to happen this week?
Like, what's going to happen this week? Yep. And then, like, it's so well executed.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, I'm going to just curve this guy.
I need to keep you guys guessing. That's the thing. You guys need to keep guessing.
So, I suppose so. Anything interesting happened this weekend?
Dude, this weekend, what happened?
When I see you on Thursday, right? Or did I see you on Friday?
I think it was Friday. I forgot, man. It was Thursday. I think it was Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So on the weekend, my friend was, who's getting married, came over the side to, like, scope some suits and stuff. So I was, like, chilling with them. Yeah.
Is he looking for suits for his, like, entourage, groomsmen, best men as well? Or
for us mainly, because
are you one of his groomsmen? I forgot.
David Ayisi.
Oh yeah,
you know David.
Mm-hmm. We've spoken about him and his ongoings.
He's getting married, bro. So hey, man's is big, bro. He's younger than me. He's getting married before me.
So did you guys go together to, like, look for the suits? Like, has decided on a color?
Yeah, they've decided on a color. Mm-hmm. Well, the wife has decided on the color.
Of course.
Because as a man, we know that you have no input whatsoever.
Hey, man, you have no idea. Like, someone could know exactly if they wanted beige or cream instead of white.
I would have just said white. Well, I'm bad with colors.
Yeah.
Someone said lilac, and I was like,
lilac?
What's that? And then they showed me, and I'm like, purple.
You know why I get lilac? Because it sounds so much like lavender. So I just figure purple. Lilac, lavender, purple.
Indigo, purple. There. Violet, purple.
Everything. What's the color that... Well, okay, obviously I can't ask girls. Maybe, like, what's the color you've never heard of?
I don't know. What? Like an interesting color that I've never, like...
You know, okay, let me tell you mine.
Okay.
Mine, I always get confused at teal.
I don't even know what that is, man.
I also...
Isn't, like, it green?
I'm not... I'll have to Google it. Okay. I hear people saying it.
Teal.
I hear people saying it.
Yo,
but...
What colors, man? I don't know. Like, when I hear them, I'm just like...
I don't know if we've spoken about this before.
It's green, bruh.
Yeah. That's, well, green. I don't know, because this first one's confusing me as well, because I would have maybe been blue. Turquoise blue. Teal is a medium blue-green color, similar to cyan. Okay, I feel like we're going too deep here.
Green, bro.
I don't know if we've ever spoken about this before, but you know how they say that you can't imagine a color that hasn't been
created yet. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think so.
Like, I feel like that's just one of the things, like, the longest time that I've known that it's always just boggled my mind, because
it's like kind of like trying to think of a number that doesn't exist.
Yeah. I don't know. No, have we smoked enough weed from this? I don't know.
Yeah. What this is turning into. So, but this actually leads perfectly to the first question that I have.
Okay.
So, what, like, you know, if you were to go back in time, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are many things that I would love to do, mm-hmm. but I'm not nowhere as skilled enough to do those things.
Yeah.
Right? But if you were, what would you like to do, ideally?
You mean, like, if I were to choose a different career path, or, like,
looking
back and being, like, yeah. I should have...
So, like, for instance, like, maybe if you're bad with arguing, but, like, dang it, you'd love to be a lawyer.
Yeah, I don't think that's my problem. I just feel like I'm really good at arguing.
So yeah.
I would have just...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, like, the one thing, and maybe, like, not to put a dampener on the conversation mm-hmm. now, but I feel like the one thing always that I do is that I never regret, but I never try to dwell too much on the regret, because I feel like if there's something I want to do, instead of regretting not doing it, why don't I do it?
Because you don't have the skills.
So then why don't you get the skills?
It's expensive.
I'll tell you short term, like, for example, I think that, you know, like, actually, like, being a social media manager is a job now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, how big, like, the other day on Bon Appetit, I saw that on their staff, they have a social media manager. I think for me, I would have, maybe 3 years ago, I would have gotten, because it's like, it's a lot of short courses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, I've even been thinking about it now, like, it's probably one of those 6 month things.
Dude, and I think that's very pivotal. Like, that's one of, like, you really need to have a good social media presence if you're a business. Like,
yeah. And I also feel like we're moving out of, you know, how the entertainment industry before was kind of just like, if you got it, you got it.
Yes.
But now, even if you don't got it as much as I do, you kind of need papers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll find, like, people, like, now, companies and places are actually asking, like, do you have qualification? Did you go to school for this thing? Yep. You don't just, like, leave high school and I'm an actor.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even, like, like, singers and musicians, like, you got to, like, go study something. Sound engineering, music production, live production, stage, whatever it is.
Definitely, man.
That's before that. What do you feel like? I hope this is not, like, you questioning your entire...
No, man. Dude, I'd love to be, like, an astronomer, bro. Like, there's nothing in this world that fascinates me, like, space.
Wow.
Like, legit, dude. Like, if I had the brains, I would do astrophysics.
I feel like you already work with so much number. What was going to be the difference?
No. Astrophysics is something totally different. Like I was never good at physics in high school. I never actually even picked it as a subject. Because, I mean, like, I knew, like, nah. It's not one of my strengths. But, like, there's nothing more fascinating when I, like, read about, like dark energy and, like, dark matter and, like, that sort of thing, man. Like, it really fascinates me.
And I think the saying is going to sum it up. The physics behind it is what I'm not even about it.
Really?
I think, like, the theoretical side about it, I'm like, what's beyond the moon? And whatever's beyond the moon, what's beyond that beyond? And what's that?
No, but
the problem is, like, to get there, you got to count. I'm having trouble counting on Earth, my friend. I am not trying to count what's happening up there.
You know what my problem is? Is that I think of something and I'm like, how does that work? And then I figure it out and I'm like, now, like, there are 8 more things. I'll give an example. So I was thinking of string. I was looking at atoms.
Yeah. Right? Coming from the guy who has no time at all for anything, but he's looking at atoms.
Right. And then so, like, there's this thing where they wanted to... see what is the smallest particle on Earth, like,
mm-hmm.
like, ever, right?
Yeah.
So it turns out that in atoms, the center of an atom is the nucleus of an atom, which mm-hmm. is comprised of protons and neutrons, right?
Take us to school, man.
Now, in these neutrons, we can't physically see, we can't physically, like, break it down. We can't get any smaller than that, because it is so small that the light can't hit. So for you to be able to see something, light needs to be able to reflect off it
so that it gets back into your
into your eyes, right? It's so small that light can't even hit it.
Yeah.
So now they're devising these theories. Long story short, they theorize that there's strings that make up this neutron.
Okay.
Neutron. I'm getting confused with nucleus and neutron. Neutron, right? Now, so like in the same way as like when you hit the string of a guitar, yeah, right? It produces a sound. These strings produce you. So they like ring whatever and then it's you.
Yeah.
And this is where string theory comes in.
I think that you have way too much time on your hands.
I do not have way
too much. And the time that you've been lying to us saying that you don't, all of this stuff. Like,
no, but like
who even has the time?
All of this I just in one sitting, bruh. And then like
after that,
then now there's like theories of multi-universes. Wait, now how does that come?
Listen, I don't like theories of multiverses, like generally, just from like the crap that I see on DC, or like
I don't think it works like that.
Listen, the moment you say multiverse or parallel universe, yeah, something like that, like I think that God is so decisive.
Yes,
He would not have me in a parallel or in another, you know, because why? He can be decisive about who I am and what's going to happen.
But what if he just wants it like that?
I feel like people who do that are indecisive.
I don't think so.
You know why? I feel like the guys over at DC, I don't know how much Marvel does it, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like the guys over at DC are so sentimental about the characters, they are afraid that if this guy dies, it's the end.
But that's what Marvel does also. Marvel also has a multiverse.
Yeah, well, then they're all just indecisive.
No, but it's the same thing as like when you play a PlayStation game, yeah, right? And it has like 5 different outcomes. You play it until the end, and then you go back and you play it again to see the other outcome. So, like, why can't God also do that? What if we're just entertaining?
Listen, then when I get to heaven, I'll be mad. Because right now, if someone else has a better outcome than I have, there's going to be a fight up there when all 5 of us are fighting over, why did you give us this outcome?
Yeah, man. So, like, I don't know. So, like, I'm fine with the multiverse. I don't believe in it.
I'm a bit late on this, right? Have you ever seen How to Get Away with Murder?
Yep.
Like,
it's amazing, but I haven't watched it.
Listen, you do know that when I ask you and I say, have you seen it? And you say yes. I'm not meaning, did you look at it? I'm asking, have you watched it?
So.
Or maybe you should have said, I know about it.
No. I've watched episodes.
Okay.
But like I haven't watched them in chronological order.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, I had a friend who'd watch it. So, like, yeah, I'd go to a place, right? And then I'd see, like, episode 3 and I'm like, wow, this is so fascinating. And then I go back and then she's watching episode 8 and I'm like, wow, this is actually very interesting.
Yeah.
But I never actually watched it.
2 things I never caught on to was How to Get Away with Murder and Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black is
really, although, good, like, it was, like, trending, and I feel like Shonda Rhimes did such a great job with How to Get Away with Murder that it kind of became, like, a cultural point,
yeah,
you know? So I only started watching it, like, I think I'm only in, like, episode 12 or 13 of the, yeah, first season.
It's amazing.
But it's really cool. You were playing Call of Duty the other day at your...
Yeah, man, like, dude, that's my secret obsession now. Like, I'm not
besides playing Astrophysics.
I'm not playing any other games. Like, not
FIFA. I feel like, nothing. You know, like, if I walk into your house, it's going to be like an episode of The Big Bang. Like, you and your friends are going to be talking Astrophysics and, like, playing Call of Duty, like, yeah, at the same time.
Probably. Yeah, but, like, I don't play any other games now. Like, literally, I play online.
Mm-hmm.
Like, reason being that, like, I used to die a lot. Like, I would play a game and, like, in 10 minutes, I'll probably get, like, 2 kills.
Yeah.
But now?
Yeah.
But now?
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, I remember. It wasn't quite going. It was good, but it wasn't quite going your way.
Well, I'm not fully there. But, yeah, like, I make a difference when I'm on the team. So, which is a good thing. So, like, now that's, like, my secret obsession. So.
Yeah. So, like, I think for me, I think I'm starting to feel that way about... Fortnite.
Yes.
Because, you know, I haven't played for like such a long time that the updates came and now everything's, I don't say new,
yeah, but
there's new,
is.
There's new stuff going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot more things that help me cheat.
Probably, yeah.
There's a lot more stuff. Like, for example, you know, like before, it was get down, get some guns, and then start kicking shooting, ass, right? Yeah. Just shooting, whatever. And if you're not good at either shooting or hiding, it's out. Like, it's late for you, you know what I mean? And then there's the complication of building all of that stuff.
Yes.
But now they have these Transformer robots that you can get into.
Oh, wow.
That you can, like, just, like, stomp them. So, the highest that I got to was, like, top 9. And I'm talking about, like, from being number 98. And so, it involves, like, a lot of just, like, shooting people from a very far distance.
Hey, man, Fortnite has come a long way, bro.
You know? Yeah. Listen, I still, like, I had a lot of more pros for, what was the other one that came out?
Apex.
I had a lot more pros for Apex.
Yeah.
However, I kind of feel like Fortnite is that flavor you always go back to because they hear what's wrong and they fix it.
Yeah, and also I think you know many people think that because something is realistic means that the game is better. That is not true. So that was my thing with it, that it was realistic, but like, you don't play a game for realism. Yeah. You play it because you want to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, God of War, like...
Exactly, like, God of War.
It's the fantasy thing that just, like, that, like, takes you...
Amen.
That, like, takes you so far.
How did you feel when you found out that Kratos' son was Loki?
The thing for me is that Loki is probably my favorite. Like, he's my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
So I don't mind if that means that there's going to be Loki storyline.
There's going to be.
The one thing I'm not keen on is that you kind of watch, you know, like, I've watched the Thor movies.
Yes.
And then there's that version of Loki that you get.
Yes.
And now in God of War, like, it's just the same concepts.
Yeah. But
you know what I mean?
I feel like in God of War, though, they give them a bit more dimension. For instance, like, Zeus in any other... In any, like, thing, like Hercules, you like Zeus.
Yeah, right? I think in God of War, there's more, they're more true to...
The lineage, the actual story.
The mythology of what that is.
Like, I agree.
The mythology is more real, you know what I mean? Whereas I feel like in Marvel, they've kind of just, they've, like, the God of War, and this is his story.
Yeah, we like this. Yeah,
so this is what we like about him, and this is how we can play him.
Don't like Loki. Even though he wasn't a bad guy, we don't like him, so he's going to be the bad guy.
Yeah, like, I also thought that Loki, like, I mean, I liked him on both sides.
Yeah.
In God of War, the game itself, like, the kid is a bit annoying.
I like him, man.
Like, that's the most toxic relationship between a father and a son that could ever happen. But also, like, at some point, I can realize, I'm like, this guy, like, just ruined his bachelor god life.
Also, I think also because Kratos is a very hard guy. Like, he is ruthless. He's not a guy that you like. Like the fact that he, like, softened up the way he did for his son. That to me was a huge thing.
Yeah,
Kratos was borderline psychopathic, bro.
Yeah, and look, the thing with me is that the moment, you know, when you're watching, and we've said this a couple of times, but when you're watching something, I'm talking about TV, not music, but when you're watching something and one of the characters, like, you dislike them, they're doing a good job at it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Then the writers got it right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then someone in, it's either the actor, the writers, then someone's got what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, then they've got it right. Like, I see every single week, come Thursday, we're watching Survivor. Afterwards, they post the person.
Yeah.
Like, there are thousands of comments after that about how crap the show is.
Yeah.
Not the show, but the contestants.
Yeah.
However, by now, I'm like, why didn't you guys stop? Why?
Yeah,
I
mean, why you keep watching?
Episode.
Why you keep watching?
Coming back for a reason.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And you keep coming back for a reason.
That's one of the jokes that Dave Chappelle had. Where it's like, you said, Netflix... if you get offended by my jokes, just remember you clicked on my face. Yeah. So like the one thing
also, I mean, I haven't seen, because you know Chappelle and Andrew Schultz. So Andrew Schultz kind of did like, I don't think he took the best shot he could have. You know what I mean? I don't think so. You know what? I kind of feel like Chappelle obviously did a set. I understood why Andrew didn't, because Andrew's still on tour.
Yes.
So if he released his,
yes,
then it means people wouldn't have
gravitated to it.
Gravitate, because
definitely
you've already, listen, I can watch it on Netflix. Why must I pay to come out to the arena?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understood why he recorded that as the special. You know what I mean? Because doing a stand-up like that, it's not just something you just do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? However, like with Chappelle, I heard like some of the ex, like, he's not my guy. Like Chappelle's not my guy. I kind of watched this. I feel like there's a lot of like backseat wokeness, if I can say.
No way.
Like there's a lot of backseat wokeness. He's like, he does an impression of someone who's complaining, and then he's like, this is you. Then he tells the audience, this is you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And now I didn't even see the one with like, funny. If you don't like the jokes, I'm like, why don't you make us laugh? Like, do stuff. That's why Kevin Hart, I prefer his storytelling narration.
Yeah.
When he started becoming like so, calling people out and speaking about the government. That's why for me, Trevor Noah, like now,
I can't
because it's like, I might as well, I can just watch him on his show, like late night or whatever it is his show is called. But why would I watch Trevor Noah stand-up special?
Nah, I feel you. The thing is with Dave Chappelle, like Dave Chappelle is not politically correct. He goes after everyone. That's the thing. And the thing that I like the most about him, he's like an Andrew Schultz. He's exactly like an Andrew Schultz. I think Andrew Schultz probably draws his inspiration from Dave Chappelle.
You know, the thing for me is that I want entertainment.
Yeah.
I want entertainment to give me a break from what's happening in the news, in the world, and that kind of thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking for my entertainment value. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now if I'm watching, I mean, the same thing that I see on the news.
Yes.
But this time, there's a guy in stand-up comedy talking about the same thing, but he's saying the stuff that the guy on the news channel won't say because he'll get fired.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it is, dude.
But those aren't the jokes he was making, though. Like,
I haven't watched the whole spell. The thing is, for me, the reason why I had an option today.
Yeah.
I saw his thing pop up on Netflix, and I see
Andrew Schultz.
Andrew's thing coming up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which, if it gets more views than the Netflix, I understand, first of all, the dynamic between the two. However, I kind of feel like...
But it's the same
Andrew's thing. Andrew's thing is just like, listen, I don't want Netflix to get 10% of my thing. I don't want a manager to get 50% of... I don't want... He's kind of just like...
I'm independent. I'm getting
my own. When I was on the come up, none of you guys wanted to sign me. And now that I'm in the place that I'm at, no one's going to sign me.
Yeah. You know. But it's the same thing though. Andrew, if you like Andrew, you cannot like Dave Chappelle.
No, it's not that I don't like him. I feel like if I had to choose between the two, however, also for me, like I'm sitting around lunchtime, I switch on Netflix, I'll rather gravitate to watching something that's going to take my mind off
things.
You know what I mean? Like even in talking about race differences or laughter between races or laughter between sexes and genders, it's so filled with that stuff right now. I just want to watch Survivor, where it's better like who's backstabbing, who lying about the challenges or the fight. I'd rather just for the entertainment value. Between that stuff. So the MTV VMA Awards were this week. I think it was two nights ago. I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Two nights ago, big open by Taylor Swift.
Yep.
They gave Missy Elliott the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award, which I thought was really cool because Missy's performance during that, I feel like something you guys have to go and see. Like, you know, when it started, I was like, you know what the problem is? I feel like the people who are watching these video awards right now, because it's another generation.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with the Vanguard Award. Like, if they give you the Vanguard Award, it's kind of like your music needs to be able to transcend, you know? Like when they honored Jennifer Lopez not long ago, Janet Jackson, Britney Spears, like those guys, they kind of like, they're people you don't forget about.
Yeah.
But Missy, I feel like the time she stopped making music was at a time she was even featuring people and that kind of thing. And so you kind of know her features.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a hardcore Missy fan. However, through the performance, I was like, dude, this is like hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, bro, Missy's dope,
and,
bro.
And like, Missy gets busy, like the references and, you know, like, I felt like that was like the big thing of the night. Of course, Lil Nas X won big. Cardi B won big. Taylor Swift won something. It was interesting because the MTV VMAs, a lot of it is voted by its audience votes.
Oh, wow.
It's not like the Grammy, you know, where they have like a...
It's biased.
An Academy and then, yeah, whatever. So the MTV VMA is actually like by votes and people voting. So obviously like it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
A lot of it's like a popularity contest. For me, the reason I like it because I feel like it's a pop show. And like I dig it. I don't like... I just want people to perform and have fun without... You know, someone coming in and being over woke about why something happened and who was there, who wasn't there. If you were not there, chances are you didn't fall into the category or not enough people voted.
Yeah.
Or your fan base just didn't care. It's not your thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, Chris still on his tour. I don't think he cares about that kind of thing.
The guy's still alive.
Yeah. So one of the things that came out is that Good Morning America presenter.
Peace, yeah.
So before the show, I think she was hosting.
Yes.
And there was some backlash because of some comments that she made about His Majesty.
His royal smallness.
Yeah, his royal smallness.
Yes, Prince George, for mocking him for taking ballet classes. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think she's just joking.
I saw it all afterwards. I saw it before the awards show. Yeah. I kind of heard people... I actually went to my Instagram.
Yes.
And there were like, I don't know how many hundred ballet male dancers who did a performance in honor to be like, listen, we don't know what you're talking about because there's nothing wrong with what this kid is doing, whatever. I feel like it just came... Look, her comments were that he was more interested in ballet than religious studies and... say something else.
So like basically she was laughing because he's like what, five years old, but then apparently like the family feel as though he shouldn't be playing with dough anymore. He should be doing computer studies, mathematics, and the last thing being ballet. So like he's not like basically he's not gonna play anymore. He's going to now start doing those things.
Well, I mean, as much as you want to sell off your position as I'm just like everyone else, you're not just like everyone else.
Mm.
You're the future king of England. You know, so you're, first of all, you're not. So if people feel like that's unfair, no, he's just a five-year-old boy. He's not just a five-year-old boy.
Mm.
He's the future king. There should be a different requirement of him. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I would think.
Maybe the normalities can come in, like let the boy wipe his own ass, and if he makes a let him make up his own bed, or let him get his own breakfast. Those are the normalities I can talk about. But I feel like if it comes to like education and being schooled and that kind of thing, there's a lot more responsibility on him. You know what I mean? All once a king who's been smoking weed. That's what I mean. Like I feel like the younger brother, like he had his mishaps and that kind of thing. But that wasn't the pressure that was on him unless his brother died.
You know.
Now, whether her comments, like whether people are just being oversensitive or that kind of thing, I think the thing people must realize is that it's the same group of people who said, why don't we have straight pride, but we have gay pride?
Man.
I think the thing that you don't realize is that people don't get bullied for wanting to do maths. As a matter of fact, if you watch the Ellen Show or any other of these talk shows, if you are a five-year-old math genius, science genius, can count backwards, forwards, whatever, if you look at a lot of what's happening, if you can sing well, that kind of thing, whatever. But I feel like what people forget is that for something that people have been bullied for, and this is not, we're not even talking about his sexuality here. We're just talking to something that is seemingly more of a female activity.
Yeah.
I feel like her insensitivity for someone who has a position that she does, she should be more woke to understand boys who dance are gonna get more beef than girls who dance.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? And the thing is, it's not like we're in 2035 or 2055 where it's kind of like, okay, get over it now.
We're still
2019. Yeah. There are still those stigmas around those things.
I don't know, man, but I feel like it was a joke, bruh. I feel like it was a joke. She did it. Of course she knows that, like, guys dance. She knows that. Like, I think the humor was in the fact that, like, there's a kid who's now being called to do all of this. Like, I mean, even I, when I heard that, I was like, dang. And you're right.
Is it not the same thing that happens where if there's five guys sitting in a room, right? Yeah. There's five of us. Let's just say it's me, you, and our three other friends, right? Yeah. And then we make a comment about another guy. Like, I say to you, AKG, my friend's doing ballet. And you're like, ballet? Dude, that's the gayest thing I've ever heard, right?
Dude.
Right? Now, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
No, we're just joking. We're just doing whatever. But what if that guy, right?
So you just said I thought so.
What if that guy... he hears the comment that you made. It is something that he's being bullied about. It is something he's struggling with. And now here's another person adding on to that thing.
You know what the thing is? This is what Andrew Schultz said. Andrew Schultz, this is, and like I've heard many comedians say this, even from the left, right, that have said this. They said that when they make jokes about things, they're making jokes about things that have hurt them deeply, right? And So that is a way for them to cope with a world that is unlivable in for them. So now when you telling a comedian now you can't make a joke like that, it's like, how dare you? This is how I cope.
But I'm not saying she shouldn't make a joke like that.
Wait, I'm just responding to what you're saying, right? So for me, it's that when I make a joke like that to my friend, right? Yeah. Like, I would, in the same way you said, my friend finds out, I wouldn't make a joke like that if I couldn't make it in front of him. That's the first thing about me, right? So, like, if my friend is here, I would say, like, oh, wow, bruh, that is the gayest thing ever. Mm. But not meaning it in a bad way, but just...
But what if he wasn't your friend?
What do you mean?
What if you don't know him?
Okay, then I wouldn't say that.
Exactly. The thing is, I'm not saying don't say it. I'm saying... We need to be more cautious about what and where. You see, like, for example, I'm not saying don't make jokes about these certain things. What I am saying is you must understand the humor and the spirit in which that thing's been saying. If you don't want to be hurt by any misogynistic jokes, don't go to an Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, but then, okay, fine. Then that means that we can't make jokes of any celebrity because we don't know them.
Well, the thing is for me is that I critique people on the basis of their work. I feel like if you are going to be a celebrity, artists get the biggest critique of their work. But when it does come to their personal things, many times people have said, that person's not safe. I refuse to comment because I don't know that person
personally. No, but like, I'm talking about jokes, bruh. Like, it's a joke. It's in jest. Like, we're not being
First of all, this kid is 5 years old. Or however old he is. Yeah. From the picture, he looks like he's between three. He's maybe 6 years old, right? Maybe it's something he really wants to do. The entire world.
But they're not resetting him.
She said her words were, come on, let's see how long that lasts.
Yeah, but what she is saying, like the gist that she's making is that this is not obviously not something that he picked for himself. That's what from her perspective.
How does she know that?
Okay, fine, we can, but it's a joke. She's not making a scientific assertion. What she's saying.
The thing for me is a joke. Here's the thing about a joke. A joke is a funny comment based on something that has been said or has been done. Okay, with intention. That was a remark. That wasn't a joke.
Dude, that was a joke.
That was a remark, bro.
That was a joke, bruh. Like, I think if you go to random people on the street and ask them, is that a remark or a joke? Do you think that when you people are going to say it's a Remarko joke.
I don't think that we've had enough discussion around the fact that there's some things that, ugh, I'm just joking. The problem is, yeah, these kids don't know, ugh, I'm just joking.
Yeah, but that's why I was trying to explain what I was explaining, right? What she's saying from her perspective, fine, you may say she's wrong, but this is her perspective. What she's saying is that this is not something that this kid has chosen, right?
Yeah.
She's saying that a kid is not going to wake up and say, hey, let me do computer science or let me do math. Like a kid who's 4 years old is not going to do that.
Yeah.
So what she's saying is that let's see how long it lasts, because like they obviously someone is telling this kid that this is what you're supposed to do. And so she's not making a joke on the kid so we can laugh at the kid. So we're laughing at the situation of the fact that this kid
I also just think that the way things were wired, why didn't she point out how long the math is going to last? Because if I had a choice between math and ballet dancing, chief, I'm putting on those tights and ditching that math.
No, fine.
You know what I mean?
Fine.
So here's the thing for me is that, you see, and so what I'm saying is not that she mustn't joke on air or she mustn't whatever. I'm saying is that, you see, for as long as people keep thinking that way, we'll still keep stereotyping certain things a certain way.
Do they mean how many jokes about anything then, bruh?
No, I'm not talking about making jokes. I'm talking about, here's the thing, if you keep thinking, you see, for me, the dangerous thing in what she's doing is, in compared to what a comedian is doing, in a comedic setup, I'm here to make fun of these things. On a news station, I'm there to give opinion and inform people about certain things. So the way I'm talking but and presenting things, it is a news station.
Good Morning America is not a news
station. What is it then?
Isn't it just like a talk? Like it's not a talk.
Good Morning America is a news show. It's a news show.
Why do they have like famous basketball players?
Because they have segments. It's kind of like it's the equivalent to our espresso in the morning. You'll find out someone murdered someone. Then you'll get the news. Then you'll get the traffic. Then you'll get a celebrity. Then you'll get a cook-off show. It's a variety show, but it is still the morning news.
I don't know. I don't think it is.
I don't think, I thought it was irresponsible that someone in her position was babbling, because it's not a podcast, not an opinion piece. And I especially feel like,
but obviously that was narrating. But that's what they always do though. Like in a Good Morning America, they always, that's why I wouldn't think it's a news show, because they gave their opinions on things.
Here's the thing. Don't give your opinion on it, comment on those things, but the problem, you see the sentence, the narrative of that sentence makes it seem like what she's insinuating is that there's a problem with him because he's a guy and he wants to take up
you
that.
You see, fine.
Is what the narrative problem for me
fine,
is.
Fine. Okay, sharp. Maybe I don't know, man. I just feel like we're overly sensitive. I really do.
That was my 5-year-old boy, and he took up dance, and you walked into my home and said to me, let's see how long that lasts, and you were mockingly towards it, I'd have to kind of draw the line as to where, because there's a difference between me in my big age and sitting in your comedy show and you attacking me like that. I'm cool with that. But my 5-year-old boy, who still needs to form his understanding of the world and his understanding of that people can be hurtful, and because people have had bad experiences, he needs to decide for himself what he feels is, do I want to dance? Yes, I want to dance. Do I want to do math? Yes, I want to do. Without someone calling him a nerd for wanting to do math, without someone calling him a Barbie doll because he wants to take up dance. Can you imagine your 5-year-old boy if he went to dance class and there are a bunch of bullies at his school?
Dude, I was bullied, dog. I'm different because I was bullied.
Yeah.
Since a young age. And I'm thankful for it, bro. Because the person I am today right now is because of that. In fact, like, I wouldn't have went hard on my school books if I wasn't bullied, if I was like the other people.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm cool with it. A lot of people don't have that same tenacity. But
I would say a lot of people have that tenacity.
Other people become bitter. Other people shoot up schools.
Yeah, but that's other the people kill their minority. Parents. That's the minority.
Bro. Other people develop like self-confidence issues.
How often
every
does that
person who's been bullied come out better than it from it? So why don't we introduce bullying as a part of our curriculums at schools?
Because it's a bad thing. But it builds character.
I think it can definitely
build character. That's what I'm saying.
But kids are better off
without it. And also, I think in the real world, you're never gonna stop it. So why don't we teach our kids how to deal with it?
So how are they coming out better? By beating each other up?
Do they beat each other up?
By being
a better person? I never beat anyone up.
Not everyone's gonna have the tolerance that you had.
No, but I'm saying, okay, well, people were bullied. That I know that who were bullied never beat people up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I just don't. I would rather be against it than say it's going to make you. Like, for example, in that way, hey, cancer's bad, but people who've come out from the other side, they better people.
No, they're not. But see, with cancer...
Exactly.
But the vast majority of people with cancer die. The vast majority of people
How many of these kids... How many of these kids are not... committing suicide because they bullied.
Suicide is a very minority. That's the minority of the minority.
Are we sure? We need to Google.
I am very sure.
We need to Google that in South Africa. Suicide stats.
Suicide due to bullying.
Is
specifically.
Listen, how many suicides due to bullying before we take it seriously?
Okay, fine.
Is one cancer death not too many?
Because
if BMW released a new car, right?
Yes.
And they released it in January, and by February, 10 people have died. Is that not reaching our target yet of how many people need to die before we realize that this thing is bad?
Do you know why that's different?
Or if we include drug use, if we include... Because what?
I'll give an equivalent of what it is. The reason why that is different is because you can do something about it. Bullying, you can't do anything about it.
I think you can definitely do something about it.
In life, right now, I get bullied at work. What am I going to do?
How do I deal with it? I'm not talking about bullying after. I'm talking about bullying
in high school. No, but what I'm saying, is that bullying in high school has built me to know what to do now when I'm in a work situation.
Let me finish
what I was saying. Right?
Okay.
So the equivalency of that for me would be, fine, if we didn't want any accidents on the road, we should say that everyone travels at 10 kilometers per hour. There would be no accidents on the road.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
The reason why we have the kilometers a bit higher is because we are saying that, fine, we are happy with a certain amount of people dying. That's the reality.
We're saying at 120 kilometers, the chances of dying are less than at 180 kilometers.
Okay, fine. Then why don't we all just say at 10 kilometers an hour? Because at that point...
I don't know. Contact your local municipal manager.
But you can't... What I'm saying is that there is going to be collateral damage. And all of us are fine with that. At 10 kilometers per hour, so there'll be significantly less people...
Equivalent to bullying.
So you made the reference of saying that if Ford had to come up with a car, right, and 10 people were to die,
yeah,
right, then you use that to equivocate, then fine, wouldn't Ford pull away those cars so as to equivocate that maybe we should pull away bullying? So what I'm saying is that in the same way, right, we can have a tolerance level for bullying, right, which is convenient and healthy and builds us, right? As opposed to pulling it away. Like, we don't have to pull the entire thing away, basically.
What are you basing it on? Are you talking about hard environments where it's kind of like, this is the standard for the football team, you got to be this way, and then the kid kind of sees it as bullying? Or I'm talking about, I'm literally calling you names, I'm stealing your lunch, I'm pushing you around, I'm...
That could be it.
Okay, how do you feel that being bullied in school has made you equipped for being bullied at work now?
Because now I know how bullies think now. I know that usually when a bully says something or threatens you with something, most of the time, call their bluff. And that is exactly what I did in my situation. And my boss at the time got into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because I called his bluff. I know that when you speak to a bully, that it sometimes you should know what type of bully that you're dealing with. Is it the kind of big mouth guy? If you go head on to him, then like he cowers? Or is he the kind of guy that you have to be a bit more strategic with?
Because there's a difference between someone resisting you and someone bullying you.
I was bullied.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of like, if someone says to you, like at work, for example, if they say to you, no, you're not getting your days off, right? But then I'm talking about emotionally, physically abusing you.
How about this? A boss who comes in and tells you, hey, you guys are going to work till 9 o'clock and I don't care, right? I don't care about your health and safety, whatever. You can go to HR all you want. All I'm going to do is that I'm going to give you a bad rating. And this is what is used to benchmark.
Yeah, so he's using, Isn't that bullying? So he's using, he's using his position to say to you,
and guess what?
Nothing's going to happen.
If you go to someone in authority, this guy is his boss. So what are they going to do about it?
Well, according to the World Health Organization, a suicide occurs every 40 seconds and an attempt is made every 3 seconds.
Is it due to bullying?
Yes. Facts about teenage suicides relating directly to issues at school, the playground, or any other activities outside. In South Africa, hanging is the most frequently employed method of suicide, followed by shooting, gassing, and burning. Risk factors for suicide among the young include especially depression, conduct disorder, alcohol and drug abuse, previous suicide attempts. In South Africa, the average suicide is 17.2% per 10,000 and is a result of 8% of all deaths.
But that hasn't attributed suicide to bullying, though.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe we should wait for something real life to happen. However, if I don't think that anyone should be... Listen, whatever's happening in your work environment...
I don't think anyone should...
Listen, here's the thing as well. Otherwise, what I'm going to say to you now is, you know what, KG? This is going to make you a better person. Let him bully you.
No. I'm not advocating for bullying, right? But what I'm advocating for is that... It's not to say that, let's put... Now we can't make jokes.
I can be a stronger person. I can be a stronger person because I know who I am in Christ. Because I'm confident in who my parents have raised me to be.
Yeah.
I can be confident in the fact that my worth and my value doesn't come from the money that I have.
Yeah.
Or from the money that I don't have.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have to learn how to be a strong individual based on the names that you call me, by you taking my lunch, by you calling me a nerd for learning too much math or being part of the swim team or dancing in ballet, that kind of thing. And in the same way, the values that I'm if those values are instilled at me from a young age by my parents or by whoever it is that has that influence around me, even in the workplace, when that bullying happens, it's not because someone called me a fag or a gay or whatever back when I was in high school. It's because I know who I am. So even if I am those things, it's not the fact that people have called me that that makes me a stronger person. So whether you're bullying on the playground or whether you're bullying in the business, whatever, the bully often has more issues than the person that they're bullying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? You're the one with control issues, not me. You have found your identity in controlling other people. So you controlling doesn't do anything to me as an individual, and I understand that because I find my wholeness
in somewhere else.
For me, I had to
learn that through the harsh process of being bullied. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Everyone gets bullied to a certain... Well, okay, maybe not everyone, right?
Mm.
I feel like those kids are just mean. And is it because they've been bullied?
I was bullied, dog. Harshly bullied. So, I don't know. For me, that's my 2 cents. That's my 2 cents. I was never a popular kid, ever.
Yeah.
Not in high school, not in primary. So,
yeah, I'm not even about, you know, like trying to fight that war against who's the popular, who's not, whatever, because I kind of feel like the culture today has become so diverse that... Yeah. Within different segments, if those segments, even in like in school, you'll find that there's the nerds are popular for their own reason now.
Yeah.
being uncool is cool, and then being cool is cool, and it's different cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like time has changed in that regard. However, I still do feel like if you don't fit into one of those places, chances are you're going to get laughed at, you're going to get teased.
That's cool, man. I'm fine with that. Then you get a Bill Gates, and you get Steve Jobs, and those guys.
Yeah, and you get a Taylor Swift.
Hey, man, so, like, okay, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah.
So with all of the bullying, let's maybe take it up to a higher level.
Okay.
What on earth is happening between Disney and...
The Avengers.
The Avengers and Sony and... The thing is, I kind of feel like, you know, because everyone's so caught up with what's happening in those universes.
Yeah.
By the time the headlines come out, I'm so confused because I'm like, huh?
Yeah, bruh.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like I'm not about to go find the encyclopedia for who owns the Spider. Okay, maybe. Does Disney own Spider-Man?
No, they don't.
Does Sony?
Sony does.
Sony owns.
So back in the day, Spider-Man was Marvel's property, right?
Okay.
But superhero stuff weren't doing too well. Comic books were starting to die out. No, people weren't reading comic books as much as they are anymore. So now, Marvel is in trouble. Now they need to do something.
Yeah.
So they start selling off some of their characters. Deadpool.
Okay.
Got sold off because no one knows him.
And they're selling these to Disney or Sony.
They're selling them to Sony. Well, it was first to Fox. So Spider-Man was sold to Fox, and then Fox sold him to Sony.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Tobey Maguire days, that was Disney, that was Marvel, Disney Marvel.
Okay.
Right, and then it went to Andrew Garfield. Andrew
Garfield.
That was with Fox.
Okay.
And then Tom Holland. Tom Holland is a cross between Sony and Disney.
Okay.
So Holland is owned by Sony. Technically.
Okay.
Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now the issue now is that now superheroes movies start getting popular. Mm. The Avengers is like killing this and that.
Especially with Spider-Man being such a big part of what's happening.
So now comic book fans are very staunched. Like you don't change an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Like they've read it. It's like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The people have read those books religiously. Game of Thrones, the reason why people are so angry is because we've read those books, we've invested so much time. Then now we're seeing this thing in real life and it's everything that we thought it would be, right? And then you change something. You don't change anything. And that's how comic book fans are. So you can't just write Spider-Man out of it because he's a pivotal character.
So what's the issue now that they're writing him out of the Avenger movies?
I'll explain, right? Okay. So now what happens now is they make a deal with Sony saying, hey guys, look, we need Spider-Man. So then the big boys come and they talk and they're like, fine, how is this going to work? Disney says, okay, no, we're going to take the first week of movie sales. That's ours. Everything else is your guys.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
else is you. Like, you can own the DVDs. I'm not sure if this is the exact thing, but like it's very similar like to it. Very similar to what I'm saying. You can own the DVDs. You can own, and also what we want is also we want the merch. So whatever comes out of the Avengers and stuff, that's our profit, right? So then, one thing leads to another. The first week of ticket sales is amazing. Disney make like
a crap ton of money. The first day or 2 days is kind of
exactly. Disney make a crap ton of money. They don't make the same kind of money throughout the entire life of the. So now Sony is like, know what? We need to renegotiate. This movie wouldn't be as big as it was if Spider-Man was in the
world.
So therefore, we need to renegotiate. So these people come together and they start talking. They have a disagreement, and Sony's like, fine, Spider-Man can't be in any of your movies.
But don't you think that's kind of being a bit
a dick.
Because
exactly,
I kind of feel like the entire Avengers franchise is not ours together.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. It's kind of like an actor saying, if I'm only in the first Avengers, I want to be, I understand I'm an Avenger.
Yeah.
But now for the rest of my life, when I'm only one.
Yeah.
You know exactly. What I mean? So why are they not just taking, they should actually pay Spider-Man his royalties from what he's making.
What do you mean?
Maybe come up with a royalty deal. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like every time he appears on screen or every time he's in whatever, then he gets X amount of
money. Yeah, but that's the deal structure that they were trying to think, and they didn't come to
a resolution. So does it matter if we get a new Avengers? What's the new thing now?
Well, they're having these things on Disney now.
There's a lot of the stuff that we read from Comic-Con that's going on to Disney directly. Yeah. Right?
But then also, like, I mean, Tom Holland was killing it, bruh. Like, as a Spider-Man.
Yeah. Listen, I'm of the opinion that every Spider-Man had their time in their era. I have my favorite Batman. I don't think I'll ever have my favorite. All of the Spider-Mans for me have been great. You know what I mean?
Even Andrew Garfield was good. Everyone else
is. You know why? Because every one of those people, the type of character the person imagined Spider-Man to have, played that. If Andrew Garfield was trying to do Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, it would suck completely. Yeah. I don't know. The thing for me is I really dig Spider-Man in the Avengers. Would I watch an Avengers movie that Spider-Man was not there? I have before.
Yeah. I would also.
You know what I mean? I feel like I'd miss Cap more. The original click.
Yeah.
I'll miss them. I mean, like, when Hulk disappeared for a little while, it was kind of like, the heck is this guy?
Yeah. But thing is, it's the fandom, though. It's the comic.
Yeah.
Comic nerds.
Yeah.
And the comic nerds are the ones who are... Those are the ones that are bringing the money.
Definitely.
Those are the ones who are buying the merch.
I mean, those guys are the ones who are buying the DVD. They're buying the extra thing. They're buying the
whatever. So, like, now you're alienating some people. So, that's why Sony had said, you guys wouldn't have made as much money if we didn't come.
But the problem is also the writers... It's not like Sony wrote Spider-Man's part.
No, they didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Marvel did.
Yeah, you're kind of just saying, dude, let me employ your character.
Yeah.
And this is what your character is going to do. And this is how he fits in. And this without our writing, why didn't Sony, when the Avengers were doing so great, why didn't they release those Spider-Man movies by themselves?
Yeah.
Or give them Tom Holland.
Yeah. But like,
them finish with Tom Holland. Sony, right?
Yeah. So Sony also like, many people are also like on the tip that Sony will not do as well with Spider-Man as with Marvel, which I beg to differ. Because that Spider-Verse movie was one of the best I've ever seen.
The cartoon one.
Oh
yeah.
That was one of the best. I think top 10 movies of.
Is there not conflict of interest when they release something like that? We in the middle of this big Avengers fight, they're busy doing something else.
But they own the rights to Spider-Man, so they can do whatever they can. Sony can do whatever.
If I was Disney, I wouldn't even get involved.
What do you mean? But like, Disney are the ones who own it.
You know, here's the thing. I'd be like, listen, like, let's say if you own Spider-Man and I'm writing the Avengers, knowing that during my timeline, you're still going to be messing with the character.
What do you mean? No, but the thing is, Disney owned Marvel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So Disney are the ones who wrote Spider-Man.
But here's the thing. What I'm saying is that while we're writing this Avengers thing, Sony writes Spider-Man, Spider-Verse or something like that. And then they cast someone else to play him as well. So we're getting Tom Holland here.
No, but you can't use Spider-Man in your movie. You can't use Spider-Man. The name Spider-Man is owned by... The character Spider-Man is owned by Sony.
Yeah.
So he can't appear in your movie.
But that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying, like, we've come to an agreement now.
Yeah.
I'm writing the Avengers. Spider-Man is in it. Sharp, go ahead. Shoot this thing. Do it.
But they have... That's what they're arguing.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what they're arguing. They're saying that they feel like it's unfair because they're not getting compensated enough for that. So, Marvel putting Spider-Man in their movie, they're not getting...
I think Marvel should divide all of that 50, 100,000 millions of theirs by every character that's in those Avengers movies, whenever Spider-Man comes out to give him the share.
But if Sony doesn't buy, then I'd. But you know, Spider-Man, like, Spider-Man has no say in it, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just the poor kid, like, he's about to be out of a job.
Well, he is out of a job. Yeah. But he has no, like, because it's the big boy, the big boys are the ones with the power.
And
he has no royalties.
The crazy thing about that is Tom is so young. I think he's one of the youngest we've ever had. Yes. Youngest Spider-Mans we've ever had.
Yes,
he's definitely. Probably the one with the most potential for a 2020 beyond Spider-Man.
Definitely.
Where we could have maybe done as many movies as what they've done with Thor and with all of those. You know what I mean? With those, the Captain America.
Yeah.
We could have had as many movies or even a good trilogy. You know what I mean? Or like seven-piece masterpiece something. And you're the poor kid.
It's gone. Finished.
Now he won't be able to.
Yeah, now he needs to find another job. Next time.
The Shade Room released Forbes Entertainment highest paid woman in music, since we're talking about money. Coming in number five, Pink, 57 million. I kind of think a lot of this is from touring because...
Yeah.
I think a lot of Pink stuff comes from her doing like... music tours. For shows and tours and that kind of thing.
I haven't seen any new albums from Pink. I really love Pink.
I also dig Pink.
Yeah.
Coming number four, Katy Perry at 57.5 million.
I don't like her that much.
I dig Katy Perry. I always think her music's cool. Yeah. Coming in number three, Rihanna at 62 million. I'm surprised. Well, I guess this is in music. I don't think they're counting the stuff that she's doing with like her clothing and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two is everybody's favorite except mine, is Beyonce Knowles at 81 million. I feel like Beyonce is that flavor that you have enough of and then you want to leave it alone for a little while and then like one day you're like, oh yeah, remember there's that double caramel thing at McDonald's that we should get.
I'm running a beehive, but Beyonce is the best thing since whatever. My girlfriend would agree with you, but I think Beyonce is amazing. Absolutely.
She's like a chocolate brownie that like
She's like crystal meth. That's exactly what she is. She's like crystal meth.
You just need more.
You just
I'm like, a brownie is different. If you have a couple of bites, you're like, okay, I've had enough, need to like drink some water for like a little while.
Nah.
And then coming in at number one, it's everybody's favorite, Taylor Swift 13 at a staggering 185 million.
Amen.
Now, here's the thing that caught me. Because I don't really care. Like, you know, like, we know these people are rich.
Yeah.
I'm like, who does it really matter to how rich are they? The only ones, you know, like, who I like seeing how rich they are like, all the B-grades. Like, Shad Moss. Who?
Shad Moss.
30 Cent.
50 Cent. 50 Cent is getting paid, dog.
I like to see if those guys are still making money. Because I always wonder, I'm like... Like, Shad Moss hasn't given us... I know he's, like, on shows and stuff like that. But, like, musically, like, what's still giving him money?
Nothing.
You know I'm surprised he's not on this list?
Who?
Mariah Carey.
Has he been doing anything this year?
I don't think she's done, like, new music. But, I mean, like, she's touring.
Yeah. Dude, I was never really a big Mariah Carey fan.
Really?
I liked how she looked.
So on Netflix, besides watching How to Get Away with Murder, I also watched the first episode of 13 Reasons Why.
You need to give us 13 reasons why you watched it.
you know what? I almost feel like I do this thing where I almost make up my mind before I watch something.
Yeah.
And then I have to remind myself throughout the thing is happening, I'm like, don't be negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, as much as I loved How to Get Away with Murder,
yes,
I kind of felt like from a production point of view, do you know how many times I was frustrated because I don't know if you've seen the first season, but there's kind of like the murder. They start with the murder.
And then they go back.
Throughout the episodes, it goes back. Do you know how many times I'm like, can I skip this recap? And it's not a recap. It's part of the episode.
Yes.
So by the time you get to like episode, I don't know what, 12 or 13, yeah, into the thing, whatever, you're watching the same stuff that you've been watching the last 12 episodes.
I mean,
and like, I just couldn't.
Yeah. To be very honest, right? I absolutely hate that telling storytelling technique.
Yeah.
Where they start at the end and they tell you this is the conclusion,
yeah,
and then they go all the way to the back.
Yeah.
For me, that's like watching a trailer. You spoiled, yeah, the entire thing. Like, I, yeah, know what's gonna happen,
yeah,
right? But like, if you can captivate me using that storytelling technique, you're amazing.
What did captivate me was the fact that I thought that everything was gonna be revolved around that murder scene.
Yeah.
Right? So I thought that, so they go 5 months ago.
Yeah.
So I thought 5 months ago, I thought it was gonna play into that.
Yeah.
But what you don't realize is that that's like, there's one main storyline underlying.
Yes.
And then there's all the stuff that they build on it. So there are times where they're busy with other cases and,
yeah,
other things happening, but there's always this underlying thing that keeps happening. However, with 13 Reasons Why, I felt like every cast member that returned, they have this tired 13 reasons why I wish I was Hannah Baker and didn't have to return,
oh, wow,
to this thing right now.
Yeah.
First of all, there's no Hannah in that thing. So I'm already like, you know how much I miss Hannah's voice? Like,
yeah,
you know, like switching on and, hi, it's me, Hannah. Or that tape,
yeah,
thing, New Girl doesn't do it. Like,
yeah,
that British accent or Australian accent, whatever it is she has, just kind of...
Wait, is it a new Hannah?
It's not a new Hannah, but there's kind of a new male, female lead.
Oh, the Jessica lady?
No.
The one who got raped?
No. There's a girl who's now transferred to their school.
Oh.
And she's kind of narrating everything from like her perspective type thing, whatever. Because she gets involved with the guy who raped everyone, and then someone kills
Bryce,
him.
Right? Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce. She gets involved with Bryce, and then Bryce gets murdered not long after that. No, listen, it's not spoilers. This is everything that's in the writer.
Okay.
Like, even if you go onto social media, like, no one's talking about like who did it or how they did it. But that's what the storyline is. It's,
yeah,
like, Bryce is dead. Everyone knows that because,
yeah,
that's
dead.
Who killed Bryce Walker,
yeah,
right? So
I know he deserved to die, bruh. I'm sorry, man. I watched the first 30, like, that got me angry.
Yeah.
That really got me angry that someone was convicted of rape,
yeah,
and got away with it the way he did.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not deserve to die. Maybe but nah, dude, I was angry, bruh. Like, I won't understand. Dude, you don't understand, bruh, how angry I was, bruh.
You know, like, I, once again, I'm like, I see that guy on, I see, because now when it starts,
yes,
they do that disclaimer at the beginning.
Yes.
Where they like talk about suicide, whatever.
Yeah.
I see that guy, you feel all of that, and I'm like, now that is a great
actor
right,
dude,
there.
If I were to see Bryce in real life, I am not responsible for anything that may happen to him.
The thing for me,
I'm
like,
sorry,
everyone,
bro,
like, everyone now, I feel like their stories are so played out. Like, it was so cool to see every one of those people kind of develop. Like, you had the girl, these popular chicks whose,
yeah,
life is just going to crap. You got Jessica. Jessica, she was the main cheerleader.
Yeah.
The one that Bryce had raped.
Yeah.
And Hannah found out, and there was the whole Hannah Baker thing, whatever. But now, like, I feel like all the interesting bits are gone, you know?
Yeah.
That kid who was supposed to, I told you at the end of that, he should have just shot up that whole school, man. Like, remember there's that kid at the end of season 2?
You know, I'm thinking of Stranger Things, that weird guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, same thing.
But at the end of season 2, that kid rocks up to the school dance.
Yes.
And he's got guns, I think from his dad, whatever. And then he's about to, like, shoot everyone. But then Clay and them talk him out of it. And Clay takes the guns away. The Latino gay guy takes the other,
yeah,
guy away. They kind of played whatever.
Mm.
And now this guy, now they're all on watch, like,
yeah,
to look after this guy at school,
yeah,
and whatever, because he's about to, like, flip out mentally. And they can't tell people he flipped out mentally.
Otherwise,
they'll find out there was going to be the school shooting for real.
Attempted murder.
Yeah. But I mean, they should have just let it happen.
Yeah.
Or you think too
close. Yeah,
close.
Yeah. Because then we wouldn't have 13 reasons why.
But the thing is, I was like, it was going to be too close to home. However, is all the other things that they're talking about not too close to home? Suicide,
yeah,
drug abuse, sexuality, trouble at school, all of those things are too close to home.
Hey, high school kids are mean, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Otherwise, anything... Oh, on... So, on the weekend... Yes. Well, not on the weekend. On Saturday, we went to Sun City.
Oh, that's cool, man.
And, you know, like I was there when I was younger?
Yes.
I kind of just felt like it's one of those places that either influencers go to, like social media influencers, or people want to do it for the gram. Because I just didn't get it.
You didn't like it?
Not that I didn't like it. I first of all thought I was like, this place is like ridiculously overpriced. First of all...
How much is it?
It's 75 rand to get in the gate. Like, and when you get the to the gate. And then it's 185 rand to get into like where the Valley of the Waves and those kind of things. Yeah. Where we wanted to go.
Yeah.
So the problem was, when we got to the gate, it was pretty late on Saturday. I think it was like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Wow. It's not very far. It's not very far. I mean, it's like an hour and a half from where we live. But the lady at the gate had said to us, so our plan was actually to go on Sunday. But when we got, we were going to stay in Rustenburg. And then on Saturday, when we were now driving past, we were kind of like, okay, let's just go there for half the day. And then we'll come back again on Sunday morning. And then we get to the gate, we're like 75. Oh, that's not bad. 75 rand per person. It's not really bad. We'll go inside. And then when we get inside, when we get to the Valley of the Waves, they're like, no. And I was wondering, I'm like, no one's giving us tags. No one's like doing any of that stuff, whatever. And then we get there like, no, now it's 180 something rand per person to go inside on top of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, that's excluding like, if you're going to have lunch there. Like, never mind, like, you're even staying over there.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the thing. But anyway, we got to, well, when we got to the Valley of the Waves, it was closed, right?
Crap.
So, the friends I was with threw, like, the hugest scene in the whole world, my guy. We walked in and then we're kind of walking through the restaurants and stuff. And so I'm like, let me go to the bathroom. So my friend and I go to the bathroom. We come out, we're standing around. We're like, where are these people? So eventually I'm like, you know what? Let's just walk to the Valley of the Waves because I'm sure that's where we're meeting. So when we get there, I can see them like at the entry point. And I'm thinking, because everywhere we go, these people make friends. They make friends with the security guards. They make friends with them. So I'm thinking, this is what's happening. I'm like, well, yo, like more friends, whatever. As we get closer, I'm realizing this is not a friendship. This is not a friendly conversation at all. There is just shouting. And the thing is, they're not even taking turns.
They just...
Everyone, like, if you're shouting at the security guard, then I try to kind of, like, speak at a lower tone so that I can out you. Then the moment you get out of the way, I start screaming at him, and then this person starts screaming. So I'm just standing back and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what? Like, I don't come all the way out here to like be kicked out of the entire. Because I mean, that's just what they can do. Like, yeah, just kick everyone out of here, you know? So eventually, one level headed person, listen, us and the security guard, everyone is not being level headed.
Okay.
Because everyone's just screaming at each other. They were just like, it's closed, like we need to get out of here, like type of thing. And we like, no, we're not. And but the thing, the reason why my friends were fighting was because they asked, they specifically asked the lady at the gate. They said, we're going, when we got there,
that's wrong.
They're like, 75 rand per person, we're going to the Valley of the Waves. The lady's like, yes. We're like, is it still open? She's like, it doesn't. She said, it don't close.
Yes.
Right? So the weird thing for me was, is that I had seen... There's signs outside that like day visitors and that kind of thing, whatever. So I'm kind of thinking to myself, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why would they have day visitors when day visitors can become night visitors?
Which is,
you know, where are these people sleeping? Are they sleeping in the casino? Like, what kind of thing?
Yeah.
So anyway, they call one of the managers.
Yeah.
And this guy now takes us to like another place.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And when we get there, I think they just kind of wanted the screaming to not be public anymore. Dude, and I'm like, just like, I'm like, I want to stay with them because, like, you gotta have your squads back,
but
still, yeah, I'm gonna be such an idiot. And then I'll tell you what happened after that. Why I kind of like started distancing not very far from them, but kind of just a little bit away from them, you know? So when we get to the other side, now, like, people are really losing their tempers because they're like, listen, now it's been 30 minutes and this back and forth, and we could have and could have. They're like, listen, you guys couldn't have done anything because this place is closed, right?
Mm.
But now, obviously, there's still people inside, the waves are still going, there's still music playing, like, it's still going, you know?
Yeah.
So eventually, so two managers arrive, right? There's this one colored. So when this one colored guy gets there, chilled out, dude. He's like, what's going on here? He's like, dude, what's up? He's like, what's going on? Whatever. So I'm like not trying to explain anything because they were getting annoyed at me at how calm. Like, you know, like at how calm I'm trying to explain everything, right? My other friend, she's just hollering. She's like, I would not have driven from Pretoria if whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm just like, okay. And so he's like, guys, everyone calm down. Let me drive you guys to another pool area. It's Saturday, so you guys can chill, swim, drink, whatever, 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 whatever. But it's Saturday. Like, chill out. Why are you guys so aggro on a Saturday? I'm like, this guy sounds like he's got a plan. Let's just get on his little golf cart and get out of there.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm the only one standing by this golf cart, waiting for everyone else.
It was like, nah.
And I'm like, guys, they're like, no. Then my other friend's like, no, they're about to. I'm like, even if they let us in, for how long?
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Eventually, my friend just comes. I won't say the means to which, someone got their palms butted.
Oh.
And then eventually, we're all just in the valley of the waves. No armbands, no tags. So now, like, we're not day visitors. We're not people who stay there. We're just there, right?
Okay.
So my friends just switch up. They're like, listen, we're going to get into this water. We're going to swim. We're going to have a good time. I'm like, guys, everyone here has been watching the commotion that it was to go in, whatever. Dude, I don't even make it to the water's edge. Hey, Fadil, how's it going? I look around. There are people who know me. Now I'm just standing there and like the whole time, you know, like you kind of look around.
Yeah.
If there's anyone familiar, like while this stuff's happening, whatever. Dude, I don't even make it to the water. A family to my left, and then there were two guys, like not very far from where we were swimming, whatever. So now I'm like, oh my God, man. Like, here we go, whatever. And then the water was so cold.
Yes.
Like, it's pretty hot there.
Yeah.
But the water was so cold. It reminded me of our trip to Cape Town.
Yeah.
But I mean, that, like, this was maybe, like, not as bad as Cape Town.
Yeah, Cape Town.
But the water, like, you at least feel that pain under your feet, you know, when you walk in there. So, we're not even in there for, like, 20 minutes. We literally went in to take photographs. Take photos, whatever. And then they're like, okay, why don't we go to that pool that they told us about? I'm like, what? I'm like, you got, like, why didn't we just go there in the first place? Like, ditch all of this stuff and go straight. Get to the pool on the other side. It's chilled vibes. It's a vacation club.
Yes.
Everyone's chilling. People are having drinks. Kids are swimming, whatever. Yeah. Everyone's fine. Everyone's down to normal, whatever. And I'm like, really, guys? All of that commotion.
Just for this.
Just to end up.
Oh, man. Oh, that sucks, man.
Dude, and then to find out that when we left Sun City, I think we left it around 6 or 7 in the evening. And then my friend, we were supposed to... we're actually supposed to go somewhere else completely different.
Yeah.
But my friend booked with Airbnb. There were only supposed to be two of them that were going.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, you know what? Why don't we turn this into a road trip? Like, more people just come with us, whatever. So we're like, cool. But now, this person booked through bookings.com.
Yes.
Right? They already booked. But you know, like, they don't confirm until the day. Like,
yeah.
So on the day, they're going to debit the cash or whatever. Everything's fine. In the morning, we're off to a certain place, whatever. Before we're about to leave, they get debited for their one night, something like 2.4. So I'm like, where are you guys going? Like, you're paying 2.4 a night? Then they're like, oh no, that includes, like, it's actually 1.4 a night, but then all the romantic things.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm like, that came up to 2.4. I'm like, what are you guys? They're like, no, everyone can just stay at this hotel we're staying at. I'm like, listen, everyone here is not staying in a hotel that cost us. We might as well have stayed in Sun City.
Yeah.
If that was the case. In any way. So we like, listen, Rustenburg's not very far from Sun City. And the place that you guys are going to is kind of halfway to Rustenburg. So all of us will just go stay in Rustenburg.
Yeah.
We'll find an Airbnb or whatever.
Yeah.
A better suited lodge or guest house, whatever it is that we're going to get there. Fine. We drive to their place.
Yeah.
To find that from their place to like Rustenburg was another 20 minutes away still from. So we're like, we're dropping you guys off here. You guys can go do your
romantic
2.4 a night kind of thing. And we are out of here.
Yeah.
And we just left there. Because it was out like, it was one of those bushveld type of reserve type of things, whatever. And even when we got there, we were like, listen, guys, like now it's almost like 9, 10 o'clock at night. And the only thing that's going to happen here is you're going to go to bed. You know, you're going to order room service and you're going to go to bed. And tomorrow morning, we're going to be out at like 10, 11 o'clock. Anything, whatever. And we were just like, but I was like, guys, next time I will find you at the place that you tell us to go to.
Oh, man. Oh, dude. That is, I wouldn't know how to do, bruh. I would just be like, hey, man, I kind of need to go to the toilet, slip on. Don't come back.
The thing is, like, I understand sometimes, like, I understand, like, just not taking no for an answer kind of gets you what you want, whatever. But I kind of, like, I'm weighing up all the options as well. I'm like, guys.
They had a valid point.
Yeah.
They had a valid point.
The one thing I do think that they did consider was the fact, because they were like, who? So they like the lady at the entrance.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, there's like 7 of them or 6 of them. I mean, like, there's so many of them.
Yeah, but they should have, I think, don't you think they should have at least gave you your money?
Yeah, I think maybe the better solution would be like, oh, you guys will come back tomorrow? Okay.
Free.
Yeah, it will be free tomorrow. Then you don't have to pay, you can not pay the 75 rand, you'll pay for the value of the
because
way.
Because that's really everybody. Yeah, exactly.
Fine. Yeah, but needless to say, like, I felt like the road, eventually, like, what I enjoyed was that people started enjoying the road trip actually more than the places that we're going to. Because then, we kind of, and now when we're driving back from Rustenburg, there's all like, you know, like food on the side of the road and pulling over and taking photographs and just driving, listening to music. And so people were enjoying, so that kind of like calmed.
Yeah, that's cool.
Man. Calmed the situation a lot more down, but road trips are always fun.
Dude, I don't know. I haven't particularly had a road trip that I've enjoyed. Really? I don't know, maybe, do you think maybe it's because I've been in the wrong crowd?
I also feel like, you know, when I'm always stressed out if the road trip means we're going somewhere to do something. Like, you know, like when, like we've driven to Polokwane together. Yeah. Even though it's just been friends. We've driven together. Yeah. But we're either going to see family, we're going to work, we're going to do something there, and then we're coming back again. But I feel like it's different when you're going on holiday because there's no rush to get to the place you're going to. I mean, unless you're paying 300 rand a person to get to Sun City, then you should rush.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, like, if the time is your own, like, if you've planned something and check-in is only at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you leave in the morning, there's no rush to get to that place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going out, I feel like anywhere in South Africa, like, especially if you're going out to the north or out to the northwest, whatever, there's so many different ways to get to a different to a place or things to see, or along the way there's always stalls or things to stop at or places to buy food or you know what I mean, like stuff like that. And I always feel like that's what makes it a better road trip, because I can't, like, the worst is when we went to Bud Plus out in Mpumalanga because it was just so far. You know what I mean? And like, now I'm in the car with, like, I think there were like 6 of us.
Yeah.
Now in the car, there's like 6 people in this car, and like, it's like a 3-hour drive or like 2.5 hours. And I'm just like, no, guys, like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you even get bored, pull out your phone, battery dead.
Yeah, because there's a difference between, like, we've flown places.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of, eliminates the road trip part of it.
Yeah.
Have better, you know, like if the time we're driving around in Cape Town, if that was our road trip, I'd say then I had fun.
Yeah. That was cool. That was cool.
Yeah, because then like, yeah. You see, and that's what I mean, like although Cape Town is not that big, like you're just driving around.
Yeah, that was dope.
But I mean like the flight, like, you know, you just fly there, it's,
that's it.
It's done.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, man.
I want to go to vacation to Cape Town, bro. I've forgiven Cape Town for its sins.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just like forgiven Cape Town of its sins.
Yeah.
Or you mean you've forgiven Cape Town for the sins that you've committed?
For the 6 years that it's like destroyed me.
I don't think it was Cape Town.
It was UCT.
I think it was UCT.
Still. UCT is in Cape Town.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, the other day my friend said to me that they recently moved to Cape Town. So they're like, don't worry, like, accommodation sorted, whatever. I feel like the time that we went to Cape Town, I feel like the only thing that I'd like to go to Cape Town for is to go deep sea diving with those great whites. That's what I wanted. You know what I mean? But I feel like you took me everywhere. Like,
yeah.
I didn't take you hiking, bro. Unless I'm gonna eat more, which that I'm never like. Yeah. Then I'm there. You can never.
You should have done Skeletons Gorge, bro. It's the most beautiful hike you'll ever go on.
You know, now that I'm not lazy anymore,
yeah.
I definitely think that I would enjoy the hike.
Yeah. It's a 3 hour hike, right? But, dude, it's like you're literally like climbing, like, you know, like the Amazon, like river, like the Amazon, like, you know how like foresty looks and like with waterfalls.
Yeah.
It's literally like that. And on top of the mountain, there's a beach.
What?
Don't ask questions. On top of the mountain, there's a beach.
I hope it's like an actual beach. Not
it's
like
an actual beach. I can even show you pictures.
What is it called?
Skeleton's Gorge. Yeah, but it's essentially hiking up Table Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. So above, like, right at the top there is a beach. So that's that. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, well, I can't find pictures now.
Well, so. I kind of feel like the, you know, like when we were there.
Yeah.
The one thing about Cape Town, maybe I'll rank it. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So that's literally the beach.
Yeah. Yes, that's beautiful.
Yep. So yeah, so I don't know how. Don't wanna ask. And it's like beach sand.
Is it a lake?
I don't know. It's like this beach sand, like on top there. So yeah, I have no idea how it got there.
I'll tell you the site, like.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about going to places. I'm just talking about being in Cape Town, like that mountain just always hovering over you.
Yeah, that's dope.
And also like the things that we did see, like, you know, like the beaches and stuff that we went to, whatever. So the sightseeing for me was like tops. Number two for me has got to be the food.
Ooh, yeah.
Like,
ooh, yeah.
Even places like that we went to that were chains, like,
yeah.
Even though like went at sometimes instead of going to seafood restaurant, we went to Ocean Basket.
Yeah.
We went to the actual Cape Town Fish Market.
Yeah.
Like, I was never disappointed. Like,
yeah.
I never ate something being like, this is something that I could eat. Like,
back home,
I felt like the difference between even at the seafood restaurants, Becky, is that things taste so much more processed. It tastes like there's so many more processed ingredients. Mm. Whereas in Cape Town, it just felt like we're always eating fresh food. Yeah. The third thing was I was surprised at how friendly the people are.
Yeah.
Especially like, and I'm not talking about like people who knew we were tourists and that's why I'm talking about just generally
people. Yeah.
We never went somewhere where we had a bad experience.
Yeah. Someone was like, "Hey, K-word."
Yeah. Exactly. We never had any bad experiences like that. Things were always people at restaurants were always nice. Tibbs and I could walk.
During the night
in the evening. We could walk.
I was telling people that the nice thing about Cape Town is that I could walk at 10 o'clock with my phone out and feel perfectly safe. Here, if it's like 5 or 4 o'clock, or not even during the day in town, I'd never do anything.
I go for a run at 8, 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
And there's certain parts I don't even
exactly. Like, exactly.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's too quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's too quiet out here. This is like the perfect place.
Yeah. So, hey, that's that, man. Yeah.
Anyway, what are we? Are we in August yet?
Yeah.
Are we in September?
Yep.
Damn.
On Friday.
Where did August go to, man?
Hey, man. Hey. Yeah, it left.
Damn. Okay. So, but at least it's still like... It's still 2 days away?
Yeah.
Okay, at least. Yeah. September. Are you excited about the warmer weather?
Yeah, man, I'm happier, bro. Like, yo, working in winter is not the funniest thing ever, bro.
Well, the other day I came to your house in the evening, you were like shorts, vest. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm ready for the summer.
I know it's warm, but it wasn't that warm just yet.
Yeah, ready for the summer, bro.
I feel like the cold starts betraying it like around 10, 11 at night. Like,
yeah.
It's... starts creeping in.
And even in the mornings, bro. The mornings are rough because, like, you dress warm and then you get to work and then you're, like dying because it's so hot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, anyway. Man. That's what it is, man. Where can we follow? Oh, yeah. By the way, the truth is right now, the only place I can be followed is on Instagram.
Yeah, because he sucks. So follow him on Instagram. He Pinterest also.
Oh yeah, and Pinterest.
We are setting up a Tinder. By we, I mean me.
So you've moved on from Grindr. You moved on from Grindr.
Nah. Tinder, bro. Tinder. We're trying to find you true love.
So people on Grindr don't find true love.
Nah. Not like Tinder. Tinder is a. Actually, we should get you on Christian Mingle. Christian, and plus your pastor.
Listen, we've spoken about this Christian Mingle thing.
Yes.
Like, you know, like how we're just terrible at coming up with names for things?
Nah. Christian Mingle, bro.
Christian Mingle.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It sounds like I don't even want to stereotype the type of people who go, oh, you know why they won't accept me in Christian Mingle?
Because you're a pastor.
No. Because one of the questions is going to be, do I support Donald Trump? And I'm going to say,
Yeah, no, you can't.
Listen, by the way, talking about Christian apps, the one app you guys have to get is SoulTime. It's SoulTime. I've always been looking for a meditation app that's not going to channel me into places that I don't want.
You have another chakra.
Yeah, or like things like that. Because, you know, like a lot of meditation is Eastern and that. But SoulTime is Christian meditation.
That's cool.
So, like, there's all like the sounds, like rain or water, whatever it is. But then also the meditations are from scripture.
That's cool.
So like if you go into sleep, whatever, they don't only talk you through the relaxation of it, but they also read scripture that kind of helps
That's amazing.
Like, whatever. That's amazing. So yeah, so that's something that you guys should shout out. You can check it out on my Instagram page if you want it. The link is not in the bio. The picture is in the bio.
And this could be a sponsored ad.
This could be a sponsored ad, right? Soul time.
Yeah. So yeah, man. Is it whatever or
is it? Hey, else? Yeah. Remember our sponsors looking for freelance graphic designers. Please don't apply for this. I feel like you're gonna do it just to prove that
then,
you can.
And then I don't.
Then you don't.
Yeah.
Just like... You're just gonna set everyone's hopes up. So remember, you can contact TaylorMade Designs. You can email your portfolio to hello@tailormade.co.za or on Twitter @justange 30 or TaylorMade Designs and they'll be able to hook you up. Remember, first time clients get 30% off or returning get 5% off using the code
whatever.
So don't sleep on yourself, man. Gotta do what you gotta do. The next time we talk to you guys, it will be spring. Spring has sprung. You going on spring break?
Nah.
Have you ever been on spring break?
Nah.
Neither have I. Especially like if they say spring break's in Sun City. I don't know how those students get money for that.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, yo, guys. Remember to give us...
5 stars.
5 stars. Hit that subscribe button. Share it on your social media. And until next week.